Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we got a news conference coming up at 3 o'clock out of LA where they are going to announce, we presume, charges against Nick Reiner in the murder of his parents. Sam, tell me what you were telling Dana and me before the show about how he arrived at the timing of the killings and his arrival at a hotel.
So they can estimate the time of death based on certain temperatures of certain organs in the body, whether or not rigor mortis has set in. But the truest timestamp that they can find is that he booked a hotel about 4 a.m. randomly, out of nowhere, obviously. Who goes to a hotel at 4 a.m. and gets a hotel room? And reports were that he was covered in blood. He looked like he was tweaked out, just acting crazy. There was blood found in the hotel room. And he checked into that hotel about 4 a.m., so they're backtracking and thinking that the killings probably happened about 3 a.m., and of course we know they were found about 3 p.m. on
Sunday. Bodies were not discovered for 12 hours.
So, and why is that?
Well, because I think, you know, no one had any reason to suspect anything might be wrong. Their daughter wasn't home until the massage therapist showed up, knocked on the door, and there was no one there to let them in. So she flagged down the daughter and said, hey, I can't get in. Daughter said, I'll let you in. And here we are. There's a report that a couple of weeks ago, one of their longtime film collaborators stayed with them for like 3 days, stayed in the house.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah, and at the time said Nick seemed on an upswing. He was helpful. The family was always very loving. He took out the trash. He helped wash the dishes. We sat around and watched a basketball game. So we're going to see an insanity defense. We're going to see.
Well, I mean, even if things weren't on an upswing, and even if he was just an addict for the last, 15 years now, so when they thought that he was getting clean,
did he live with his
still
parents?
Plea insanity. You know, where they lived and the whole living situation is very interesting because they lived in the Brentwood neighborhood right down the street from the O.J. killings.
The O.J. killings were not in Brentwood. He lived in Brentwood.
Pardon me, O.J.'s house. Okay. So they lived in Brentwood, but the parents, Rob and Michelle, also bought a home across the street for what is being reported the kids to live in.
Yeah. That's why she was right across the street and the massage therapist was able to go knock and say, can you help me come into
the
house?
So nobody has said whether or not Nick lived in that house across the street, whether or not he lived at home. Based on the reports from the friend who stayed with him for a couple of days, it sounds like he was maybe living at home.
He was in the home. Here's the other deal. When they found all of the blood in the hotel room where he was staying, the windows in the room were covered by bed sheets. What does that say to you? Windows already have blackout curtains. That says to me he knew what he had done. At some point, he knew what he had done.
But being on drugs doesn't excuse
you. No, it does not.
Nor does it qualify as an insanity defense any more than driving drunk and killing somebody is an insanity defense.
Some reports are suggesting that he was living in the home.
Yeah. I don't think it's accurate to say you're insane. You don't understand right from wrong.
You're addicted to drugs.
You have a house full of credible witnesses the night before who witnessed him screaming at his mom and dad.
At Conan O'Brien's Christmas party.
Yes.
You're right.
And there is a real legitimate chance, and nothing I say is in defense of Nick Reiner. Please don't think that. There's a legitimate chance that he has no idea that he did it.
possible.
If he was as strung out, who knows what drugs he was taking? I mean, if it were booze, I can guarantee you he has no idea he did it.
I don't know if I buy that. That you can be so whacked out, you don't you just don't have any idea that you're murdering the.
You ever heard Ambien stories?
Yeah, but
I dated a gal who took Ambien, and I remember one night we lived across the street from each other. And I wake up at like 2-3 in the morning and, you know, run to the restroom, whatever, let the dog out front. She is sitting in her front yard smoking a cigarette. She didn't smoke.
Oh.
Sitting in her front yard smoking a cigarette. I take her inside and put her back to bed. The next morning, she had no recollection that she was sitting in the front yard at 3 in the morning smoking a cigarette. It is. I mean, have you not been at one point or another in your life so drunk that people tell you stories about the night prior and you're like, yeah, I don't even remember that.
Not the brutal stabbing of mom and dad. I don't buy it. You might not remember.
Well, why would you think that you don't, you know, not saying that you've done this, but I'm sure that there's hundreds of stories of people out there who got so drunk and, God forbid, drove home with zero recollection of driving home.
Don't even remember how the car ended up in the driveway.
What would be the difference of potentially a 20-minute drive and what could take 5 minutes?
That's what his defense attorney is going to try to say, that he does not understand, that he's on suicide watch now. And I think his surviving siblings are going to say, screw you, rotten hell.
Well, wouldn't you?
We're done. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean,
that they have said that mom and dad bent over backwards to try to help him.
And if he was doing Xanax, I would all but guarantee he has no idea what happened.
17 trips to rehab. 17. And it never stuck? My God.
He didn't want it to.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
In interviews that he wanted to do it, quote, his own way. And
well, look where that got him.
Jail's going to make you sober.
Yeah, he's about to get sober for a long time.
Mm-hmm. News conference is coming up at 3. Mm-hmm. We will carry that live. We got another story in the stack today, speaking of sobriety, that an area sheriff has stopped with DUI enforcement. And wait until you hear the reason why. There are allegations that in one county around here, they have just stopped with DUI enforcement. There hasn't been a single DUI arrest in 8 months. Not one. In 8 months.
Is that because everybody's driving
Everyone
sober?
Everyone's just so sober all the time in this one county. It's so weird.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.